This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Following reports of alleged Israeli strikes inside Iran near a nuclear power station early Friday, the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres issued a new appeal to all parties to stop the dangerous cycle of retaliation in the Middle East. In a statement issued by his office, the UN chief said that he condemned any act of retaliation, which risked having devastating consequences for the entire region and beyond. In Gaza, meanwhile, aid teams warned that pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers were suffering from widespread dehydration, malnutrition and fear caused by more than 6 months of Israeli bombardment in response to Hamas-led terror attacks. Dominic Allen, UN Population Fund representative for Palestine, said there were indications that the number of complicated births is nearly twice what it was before the war erupted. Here he is now speaking about his team's mission to Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis.
What we see there is medical equipment purposefully broken. Ultrasounds, which you will know is a very important tool for helping ensure safe births, with cables that have been cut. Screens of complex medical equipment, like ultrasounds and others, the screens smashed. So purposeful, wanton destruction in the maternity ward.
At Emirati Hospital in the south of the enclave, Mr. Allen recounted meeting the medical director of the facility, who said that he no longer sees normal-sized babies. And in Rafah, where there are continuing fears of an Israeli incursion, the UN Population Fund officer underscored the great sense of fear hanging over the more than 1.2 million people sheltering there. "It's not a safe haven, but it's a haven at least," he said. Heavy fighting in Myanmar's Rakhine state has heightened the risk that past atrocities will be repeated against the Rohingya people, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk said on Friday. Since last November, clashes between Myanmar's military and the Arakan army have engulfed Rakhine state. Hundreds have been killed and injured, and more than 300,000 people have been displaced. In August 2017, violence against the Rohingya forced hundreds of thousands of them to flee to neighbouring Bangladesh. UN Rights Chief Turk warned against any repeat of that exodus. "What is particularly disturbing is that whereas in 2017 the Rohingya were targeted by one group, they are now trapped between two armed factions who have a track record of killing them. We must not allow the Rohingya to be targeted again," Mr. Turk said. In a statement, the High Commissioner maintained that the Myanmar military is rapidly losing control to the Arakan army in northern and central Rakhine state. The state capital, Sitwe, is likely to be the next battleground, Mr. Turk said, and there are concerns that the Rohingya there are in considerable danger. According to some reports, the Myanmar armed forces have press-ganged some Rohingya into joining them. The UN Rights Chief also warned that disinformation and propaganda were rife, and echoed the hateful narrative that fueled communal violence in 2012 and the horrendous attacks against the Rohingya in 2017. A new oral vaccine for cholera has been given the green light for manufacture by the UN Health Agency, allowing for massive scale-up of life-saving immunisation in the world's most vulnerable communities. The World Health Organization, or WHO, decision means that Uvicol S vaccine can be added to other cholera-busting drugs which are not being produced in sufficient quantities to help countries battling outbreaks of the preventable disease. WHO reported 473,000 cholera cases in 2022, double the number in 2021. Today, 23 countries have reported cholera outbreaks. The most severe ones are in Comoros, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ethiopia, Mozambique, Somalia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Daniel Johnson, UN News.